So, light. So what does light have to do with anything? Well, light is rather fascinating in this area. The Dutch had what was known as Dutch light for the painters, like Vermeer, for instance, the famous Dutch light that he painted that was in the area that he lived. And a lot of people have tried to figure out what it is. Why is it happening? We have a very unique light in our area too, and some people recognize it as unique. Some people just kind of pass by, and it's, well, that's just the way it is. Well, there's a reason why the light is the way that it is. Not only is it the same here, but it will be the same in a lot of areas around the Great Lakes or large bodies of water. Houston, Texas even has some of this claim to the light. And what it is that Vermeer and the Dutch light is based upon the Zuider Zee and the amount of water and everything around, and the way that the sun hits the water is polarized and reflected in such a way. And it seems to be, to some degree, just because of the weather conditions, amplified, and you'd have to kind of see the various colors and the intensity and things of it. But it appears that large bodies of water surrounding areas where painters congregate have everything to do with the kind of the pearlescent or in some cases crystalline quality of the light that painters prize almost above all else as far as light is concerned. And so it is the lake itself and the way in which the lake modifies the light and the way in which the lake is set up from east to west with the path of the sun, that we have absolutely unique qualities of light here that physicists and artists around the world are quite aware of, just because of the interaction of the surface, the lake surface itself, and the sunlight. And so that's another thing to be considered as to why here.